For the first time ever this year, a European capital of culture is located within the Arctic Circle. And as regular listeners will know, that city is Bodø in northern Norway. Among the year's cultural projects, some of which we've heard about on previous episodes, many explore the unique ways culture in this part of the world is powered by the sea, the life in it and around it. One of the most complete examples of this was the premiere of Pelagic Dreamscape, a new orchestral work by the Norwegian composer Christine Jorgensen, which coaches orchestral musicians into a range of unaccustomed practices in search of the music of orcas and kittiwakes and guillemots and haddock and powerboats. After her Bodø premiere, Christine Jorgensen spoke to Culturefile about transcribing the sound of an Arctic seascape.
My name is Christine Jorgensen and I'm a composer. Live in Oslo. Now we are in Bodø, in the Stormen, is the culture house here, concert house here in Bodø. And we just heard the Norwegian premiere of my piece, Pelagic Dreamscape, with the Arctic Philharmonic.
So tell us a little bit about the piece. There's a kind of scientific underpinning to begin with.
Yeah, because actually I was staying at Røst, this island in the middle of the ocean here. Like, it's 2 hours with the ferry from Bodø. And I met some bird enthusiasts there. And we went around and I was listening to the birds. And I also met, like, scientists from the... from Bergen, the institute there, and got some recording of fishes and orcas and so the marine biologists I've been meeting. So for me it's very important to make this life form speak and sing in my music, because we don't know so much about it, or I think like the people don't know so much about fishes. They think they are it's very quiet underwater, but it's so much sound. They talk together, actually. Sound is very important in the life of the fishes. So yeah, for me that was mind-blowing when I got to know this. For the underwater recordings, I got the recordings from scientists, but the birds, I've done a lot of the recording myself, but I don't use the recordings in my pieces. I transcribe it very, I use a lot of time on finding the right instrument, the right instrumentation, and also like when I listen to these recordings and listen to it, like the first time I heard a bird, but if you listen to these recordings 50 times, then you suddenly hear the whole landscape opening up. So for me, I try to transcribe the landscape that you, things you don't hear when you walk, when you are sitting in a place, you don't hear everything because you just hear some things. And for me, it's very interesting that the whole landscape opens up and it's so musical.
It's a lot more musical when it's become your piece, though.
Yeah, I have to like choose how to present it or to give it to the audience. I think it's a gift in a way.
Thank you. One of the things about the piece is it's quite demanding for the musicians in that there's almost no, there's none of the music they played in school is played there. Everything is a kind of an extended technique of one sort or another, most of it anyway.
Not everything, I think, but for me, I'm also a musician, a clarinet player, and I played a lot of contemporary music. And for me, it's important that the musician, they would like to play this kind of music because it's so much, they have so much against contemporary music, and especially in orchestra, I know, because I played a lot in orchestra myself. But for me, it's important that they feel that what they are doing and playing in the piece is important, and it's a reason why they are sitting there and play this music. And I heard, and they are actually very positive. And for me also, that because when you add these very new techniques in, especially in like orchestra music, then the plays are very classical trained, most of them. So then we have to be very pedagogic in a way to, and I make films with the technique so they can watch and learn, so they don't feel stupid, because I think that's the main key or to that they feel comfortable in doing this things and know how to do it. But I also made this special bow for the cello. It's a tube bow with riller, it's called in Norwegian. It's
holes in it?
Not holes, but it's
ridges
in it. So it makes the same sound as the orcas. And it has to be exactly like 16 millimeter tube and this kind of stick. So it's very, I go very scientific into all these details. So I know it works. So they actually bought the wrong tube and I had to find a new one. And also the contrabass are using this milk steamer that I prepared to make the sound of like boat motors, like for me, it sounds like it's supernatural or dreamy, all this sound. So like the real world is the most exciting things, like the everyday sounds. For me, it can, when you listen to it, it becomes totally magical. So I think people take the everyday sound for granted, and the sound world around you can be make your life so rich.
Composer Christine Jørgensen there on her work Pelagic Dreamscape, which premiered as part of Buda 24 European Capital of Culture.